Hello, everyone. I'm Bill Armstrong, your 2013 NAR Treasurer. Welcome to NAR's monthly podcast on the commercial sector. Well, I've got some great news to share about a new chapter in the enduring relationship between NAR and CentriLock. CentriLock is a premier provider of electronic lockboxes, and NAR is a 100% vested equity owner of CentriLock. In November 2012, NAR and CentriLock purchased a 96,000 square foot facility in Westchester, Ohio, to serve as CentriLock's global headquarters. And just last month, we celebrated with a ceremonial ribbon cutting at the new headquarters. So why has NAR made such an investment in CentriLock? Well, for that, we have to go back to 2003. At that time, we at NAR knew that realtors weren't being served well with only one dominant electronic lockbox manufacturer. And if realtors weren't being well served, then consumers were at a disadvantage too. We weren't interested in allowing this situation to continue, so we went looking for a company with the highest standards for technology and customer service, and we found a small startup company that offered a viable alternative in the electronic lockbox market to invest in. Over the past 10 years, as CentriLock has grown and prospered, and boy have they prospered, so too has NAR's investment. Now, as I mentioned a minute ago, today we are a 100% equity owner of CentriLock. This speaks to our strong belief in the superior technology and high-quality customer service that CentriLock offers realtors. The purchase of the new facility also serves as a clear reminder that the National Association of Realtors not only believes in the transfer of real property, but also in the investment and ownership of real property. NAR bought the building as an investment in order to house a wholly owned subsidiary. Now, CentriLock is also a prime example of the type of benefit available to members of NAR. It's essential that NAR provide our members with the latest advances in technology that will help build our businesses, strengthen our relationship with consumers, and foster strong communities. On each of these counts, CentriLock is a home run. So our members, and ultimately consumers, are winners too. Every NAR member receives discounts on realtor-exclusive lockboxes from CentriLock. And now, with its newly remodeled world headquarters, CentriLock has room to expand its growing operations to even better serve realtors. Plus, realtor associations, multiple listing services, consumers, and the people of Westchester, Ohio. It's definitely a win-win proposition. Now, let's shift gears for a minute. I'd like to bring you up to date on some important rules on bank capital that were just finalized. In 2010, banking regulators released a proposal called Basel III to help improve bank capital standards. The Basel III agreement would require banks to hold more capital in order to reduce risk and protect taxpayers from costly bailouts. Just this month, the Federal Reserve released the final U.S. rule for the Basel III Capital Accord. Essentially, the regulations, which will be phased in starting next year, will require that most banks must hold about three times as much top-quality capital as is required currently. Beginning in January of 2014, the federal government will phase in a risk-based capital ratio requiring the largest systemically important banks, like J.P. Morgan or Bank of America, for example, to hold 7% equity to risk-adjusted assets. The good news is that nearly 95% of these banks are already meeting this requirement, so they're already operating along those conditions. On another note, we're very pleased that the Federal Reserve decided in the final rule to provide significant relief from additional regulatory burden to community banks, which are an important source of capital for commercial real estate. Indeed, 9 out of 10 community banks with less than $10 billion in assets would meet the Common Equity Tier 1 minimum plus 7% buffer that is required in the final rule. The rule also states that the phase-in period for community banks doesn't begin until January 2015. The Federal Reserve's decision to keep regulatory burden minimal for community banks is quite a departure from what was contained in the original proposal. Their decision has much to do with action taken by NAR and other groups urging the government to avoid overly burdensome rules that would have harmed commercial real estate by significantly curtailing the flow of capital. Since the rules were first proposed in 2010, NAR has been actively engaged on this issue, submitting formal comments on the rules, voicing our concerns to the Federal Reserve and other bank regulators, and meeting with lawmakers on Capitol Hill. The final rule clearly shows that the banking agencies listened. Well, that's all for today's podcast. Thanks for listening. Join me on August 27th for my next podcast. In the meantime, be sure to go to realtor.org/commercial for all your commercial sector news and information. And don't forget to join the conversation at the NAR Commercial blog at blog.commercialsource.com. Have a great day.